Nice doubleheader sweep for you guys today, and you guys were able to take advantage of a lot of walks. Didn't get a lot of hits in the game, but especially the second game. You got knocked out 11 in the first game, but you had to be pretty happy overall with how you guys came out and attacked Lakin here today.
Yeah, we hit the ball really well the first game. It was an adjustment to the pitching speed. She was a little slower than what we're used to, and I know like our first couple innings they kind of struggled that a little bit. And that's one thing I told the girls I love about softball is no game is ever the same. And I mean, you're gonna see a different pitcher a lot of times, and sometimes you're gonna see a fast pitcher then a slow pitcher the next game. And in this case, we saw a slow pitcher the first game, then a quicker pitcher in the second game, and we were able to adjust, and overall we did really well. We did a lot better today with base running. A couple of mental errors too on like base running. I'm pretty happy with their performance, and in the second game there was a couple of times I know that Macy wanted to. I think we were up 7-0, and we had a runner at third, and I just told Macy just to throw it. She could have easily thrown the opportunity to go four, and she wanted to, but I was like, we just need an out right now with seven. We're up 7-0. Mm-hmm. Might as well go for the out. And that's, I have to applaud her for listening all the way. That's one of the things I hate about this field. I love home. I love being at home, but our dugout is always so far away. Sometimes it's kind of hard to talk to the girls a little bit. And Macy is, she's a very smart shortstop. Like looking at one of the last plays that we had in this last inning, it was a first and third situation. We had one out, and Bailey was able to throw it to Macy in between the pitcher and second base, and for kind of a sneaky play to maybe go to four. And she's smart enough to know that the girl at third was not going at all, and she just kind of flipped it to Aspen at second and got the runner at two. So today I'm pretty happy with what we did.
Yeah, that was that changed the inning around, because Lakin had a lot of the momentum. They had two doubles and a run scored in that inning, and they had the fifth and potentially sixth run of the game on board there in that fifth inning, and you guys took that away from them. But Macy had the great second game. Let's go back to the first game. How about your team is turning into kind of a heavy hitting machine there. Two grand slams in the game, one by Crystal Apple and one from Bailey Lott at the end of the game.
One of the worries I actually kind of had coming into this year, I didn't really know how we were going to be with hitting. And, I was going to figure that out in the first couple of games. And even the first couple of games, I was kind of like, well, I don't know. And right now in the middle of the season, I look at my lineup and I'm confident with every single girl that's on that list. Even the 7, 8, 9, they're not bad hitters at all. And Crystal and Bailey both hitting home runs over the fence. I really feel like they're not swinging for the fences. They're just really just trying to swing just to get a base hit. And they've really just kind of turned it up this season. And actually, Bailey didn't even know that it was a grand slam. She was like, wait, the bases were loaded? I said, yes, you got a grand slam. She's like, oh, wow, can I keep the ball? Yes, yes.
Well, I mean, that shows how far you guys have come offensively as well. And you guys have swept here at home here so far this year. You guys are now 8-4 on the year. And you got a pretty big next six games coming up, because they're all league games. Two of the three teams will be in your region, or actually one of the three teams will be in your regional, and that's coming up on Friday, Colby. And Colby, I know that it's unusual for them to be where they're at. They only have one win now. I think that was yesterday at Hugoton. And still, you have to respect Colby, because they do have a pretty good softball tradition. That's your next game on Friday.
Yes, you're very right. Colby has always been kind of that team that, actually since I've been here as a head coach, we've split with Colby every year. So I was actually just thinking about that today. I was like, gosh, Colby's coming up on Friday. It'd be really nice to, get a sweep from Colby. And, with everybody else in the league kind of splitting, we might have a potential with a few other people that might hopefully split. We still have the chance to get league this year. So hopefully it'll keep going in our favor.
You're right there, and 15-3. You win the second game. You win the first game, 13-2. Excuse me, but nice to sweep here and protect the home surface here. And Coach Aaron Meyer is joining us here post game. Go get warmed up, Coach. Thanks for joining us here in this post game. Congratulations on a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thank you, Adam.